Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
You may now kiss the...
Hold on!
Let me give you some advice.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel, and it's time to bring Phil into the studio. Now, Phil joins us every single fortnight, and he helps us grow strong marriages. Phil, how are you going?
Good, mate. Good. Great to be here again today on 98.5.
Yeah, it's so good to see you. What's been going on?
You weren't here the last time. I think you were on holidays having fun or something.
Oh, look.
Just Jazeel and I keeping the ship going. And
fun's an interesting word. School holidays.
Oh, that's so, right. You know. You're a parent.
Yeah, she tries to make it sound like she's still working. We know.
It's different. You're going to find out soon, mate. I'm excited about today's topic with good habits in our marriage.
Yeah. Habits is such a... It's something we often refer to in a negative way. But actually, it's the habits in our life that determine the lifestyle that we live. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. And eventually, if you sow a character, you reap a lifestyle. You sow a lifestyle, you reap a destiny." And I think a really interesting concept that everything begins with the way we think, what we do, and the habits that form out of that. And so so often, as I said, habits are referred to in often negative ways because we're trying to overcome habits that we're not happy with. But if you can understand habits in relationships and the way they function, it actually can help you be intentional at building brilliant habits that actually cause you to be successful and build relationships in that way.
Now, can you give us an example of some of these good habits?
All right. Okay. So let's talk about good habits. So one good habit in a marriage, if you like, is when you wake up in the morning, giving each other a kiss in the morning and saying, "I love you." Just the habit of greeting, acknowledging, and interacting. The simple thing of a kiss is actually massive in how it affects the long-term relationship of a couple. Do you know that if you will kiss your spouse every day, it's actually a catalyst to keep the dopamine in your system, and it helps you to stay deeply in love. So we're not just having a platonic relationship. Couples that stop kissing regularly and kissing on the lips. Okay, not just a peck on the head like mum gives you the kids. You know,
good
morning, darling. Kiss on the head and walk off to work. You know, I love it. Peck on. No, smack them on the lips. You know, bam. You know, get it right. And that actually helps couples stay bonded and stay in love and engage with each other.
How long does it take to form a good habit, though? So fake it till you make it, almost.
Yeah. Well, I heard someone say the other day it takes 21 days to form a habit. Since then, I've found out doing some more research. I always thought that, but that 21 days was associated with behavioral changes in a research that was done, behavioral changes and the beginning of transformation out of. But actually, habits form in people depending on the type of habit and depending on the key element that is the pleasure received from the action will determine how fast it becomes a habit. So there is a pleasure center in our brain that's associated with what we do. And when you form habits, habits are formed because of the pleasure associated with that behavior. So once you begin an action and there's a regular pleasure input, then a habit forms in that area of your function. So depending on how intense the pleasure is, how predictable it is, determines how long. So it could be from 18 days through to 200 and I think something like 260 days or something.
Oh, that's terrifying.
To form a habit.
So long.
Yeah, a lot longer than I thought. It's average of about 66 days. A general average would be 66 days to form a new habit.
You mentioned, hey, look, just a kiss every single day
absolutely
is going to help you grow that strong marriage.
Woo! And come on.
Talking about habits, I just want to know, does that work if it is purely just, you know, you said a kiss on the lips?
Yep.
But if you're not doing it out of like, I love you so much, you're just doing it out of habit, does it still work to help build a long and lasting marriage? Like, do you have to be intentional about that kiss, or can you just, the act of it is enough?
Yep. Most of the things we do that last start, I would say, instinctively. In a relationship, when you're building a relationship with someone, in those early months. Now, again, I'm taking a Western world view of this. Let me just say that if I was in the Eastern Bloc or Eastern world, where they have arranged marriages, and their marriages have something like a 7% divorce rate, which has something to be said for it, and I'm not going to try and explain all that today, but you can be instinctive, being in love and build on that, or you can be intentional where there's not a lot of affection and you can grow what may not be present. You can actually intentionally develop it into a passionate, flaming relationship. So in other words, is it like the cart before the horse? Is it important to have one thing before the other? And Hollywood would tell us that there's a Mr. Right and a Mrs. Right, and you have this passionate, inflamed, you know, love relationship with each other. But I've actually seen many couples get married, and they have a very deep, strong friendship. They know they want to be together. But then the relationship, the intimacy and the flame of their relationship grows as they grow together as people, because attraction and chemistry is not at one level. I think we said the last time we talked about the pies, about, you know, physical attraction, intellectual, emotional and spiritual. Well, people grow as in their intimacy as they get to know one another at a deeper level. And so it's the same with this. You can be intentional simply with a kiss, but that kiss has a long-term benefit of developing the intimacy and the connection between the couple. Whether you physically start because there's this, I can't stop kissing you, I just, I have to give you a kiss, you know, or whether it's, you know what, you are my spouse, you're my partner, I'm going to kiss you every single day and we're going to grow more and more in love.
Why does it seem sometimes though that it's easier for us to form those bad habits instead of good habits, like getting annoyed at things, the same thing all the time, rather than choosing to, you know,
Most good habits involve sacrifice, right? So it's easy to a bad habit's easy to form because we are self-orientated generally, and we will seek pleasure for ourselves instinctively as a primal kind of function before we'll seek pleasure and sacrifice for others. But as you grow, what you do is as you start to understand the secret of relationships, you start to realize that relationships that are brilliant form because people recognize the difference between instant pleasure and long-term pleasure. See, most couples that are successful and have a brilliant relationship recognize that if I pay now, I gain later. I get the reward later. In other words, if I'm willing to sacrifice in the moment and not just seek what's best for me, and I'm willing to sacrifice and serve my spouse and love them in the way that the Bible and the way God would ordain and with what benefits them, then in the long run, the outcome of that is intimacy, is a sense of bondedness, is a sense of safety and a relationship that's thriving and growing and building and going somewhere wonderful.
That's awesome. What about the company that you keep? So you're trying to have all these good habits, but let's say all your friends are doing the complete opposite. Is there something to say about that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Because, you know, in the early days, I had lots of friends who would not really a benefit to my marriage. The truth is, I had a lot of friends in my early days who used to get me thinking like a single man again.
Yeah,
and they got
okay.
me fighting for my independence. They, oh, mate, don't let her put you under the thumb. And, you know, there's all this ego stuff for me as a man. And obviously for women, there's things like that as well. But I realized I needed to find people who believed in my marriage and who believed in us as a couple. And so it was not just my friends versus your friends. We tried to find friends who cared about us together and cared deeply also about the values we were trying to live out. And they respected that. Even if they didn't agree on everything we said, there was a sense of respect and a care for what we were trying to do with our lives. And they're great people. They're good friends. Because how many friends do you have? You don't agree on everything. But we can respect each other for the values we're trying to uphold. And I think that's good friendship. Those type of friends will help reinforce good habits and they'll help reinforce the strength of your life.
I feel like
together.
I could keep talking about good habits all day, but unfortunately, I think we may have run out of time, so might have to continue this topic another day.
Yeah, good habits part two, I reckon.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Pastor Filliers from Kingdom City, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you again in a fortnight. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.